Now to a success story in music, and one that spans five decades. It's about the journey of an Indigenous singer from far north Queensland who ended up travelling the world, meeting and touring with jazz legends. I'm talking about Wilma Redding, who's preparing to perform at the International Women's Jazz Festival in Sydney. It's quite a story, and she sat down with our Indigenous Affairs reporter, Sarah Collard, to share it.
Wilma Redding toured the world, performing sold-out shows from London to Finland, Tokyo and the former Soviet Union.
Every day is Valentine.
While she's not a household name in Australia, she achieved fame and success abroad, meeting jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald and touring with Duke Ellington. Now, nearing 80, she remembers her stellar career fondly.
I've had a lot of highlights in my life. Yes, I think the biggest, in the beginning of my, I met Duke Ellington in New York, but it was just an honour, a big honour.
Wilma Redding was born into a large musical family in Cairns and once had dreams of becoming a softball player before the stage caught her eye. She's following in the footsteps of her aunt, Georgia Lee, who garnered success in post-war London, and it was her stunning gowns that inspired a young Wilma.
One day she came back to Cairns and I saw this material. I couldn't believe it. It was gold and it just glittered, even in the daylight. I said, what sort of material is that? It was metallic.
A lamé.
And we don't. Nobody wears lamé in Cairns. No.
She even appeared on US television with talk show legend Johnny Carson.
And Johnny invited me to sit at the couch where he was sitting behind the desk. And he asked me about Australia. He said, how come you came from Australia to New York? I said, don't ask me, but I'm here. So, yeah, he was wonderful. He said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first Australian we've had on my show. And I got a round of applause for being an Australian.
Tonight, Wilma Redding is opening Sydney's International Women's Jazz Festival, where she'll be performing songs from a career which spans five decades. The general manager of the festival, Amy Curl, says it's a rare opportunity for Sydneysiders to watch the performer in action.
An icon, absolutely, and also a real trailblazer for women working overseas, peerless in a lot of ways for Australian artists.
For Wilma Redding, the path from Cairns schoolgirl to the world stage is a journey she treasures.
I call them my little pearls. From every place that I thought was great, that I appreciated, something that was different for me. I've travelled the world and I've been grateful for that. So not bad for a softball player.
Jazz singer Wilma Redding, and that report from Sarah Collard.